It's pretty cool as a student to know that your principal used to play basketball professionally overseas. You enjoyed your time there?
Very much. I loved it. I'd never been to Europe before. Gave me the opportunity to travel. Really enjoyed being able to play basketball and get paid for it. So fulfilling a dream that way. I did miss a lot of things about America, and I knew the NBA was never going to be calling. So after that, coming back and moved into the finance world for about 4 or 5 years, and really disliked every single minute of it. I had two parents who were educators, and I knew that I would enjoy it. But I wanted to try a few other things before I made that move, and fortunately, had a great supportive wife who convinced me that I needed to go back to school to become a teacher. So tried a few other things before getting into education, but ever since starting in education, haven't looked back. I've loved every day.
How did you feel when you were offered the position of principal?
I was really excited about it. This is my 9th year here at Northern. I've spent 6 years as a math teacher, 2 years as an assistant principal. I really wasn't anxious to become a principal necessarily. I wanted to be the principal of Northern High School. I think just being here for nearly a decade now and knowing the potential that this school community has, it was really exciting. So I've enjoyed the 1st year.
As I was growing up, going through middle school, I changed middle schools a lot, but I've actually been here all my 4 years. And it's pretty cool just to see how things evolve when you've been through the whole process. And seeing you being the assistant principal and being promoted to the role of the actual principal is pretty cool because you get to see how somebody else, they go from one role and then they get promoted to being in a bigger role in it. And you become more of a role model for students. And I'm speaking on behalf of the whole class of 2014. So it's just pretty cool being able to look up to somebody that's actually going through life themselves and then becoming better, a better person.
Well, I can't thank you enough. I can't follow what you just said. It means more than you know to hear those things. And just correct me if I'm wrong, but I remember early on the student advisory council meetings, as a 10th grader.
Yes, I was a 10th grader.
And so, Caleb, to see you go from a relatively soft-spoken sophomore to now emerge as a school leader and be involved in so many things, to be able to do this interview now and to be have these impressive questions and the impressive demeanor and the voice that should be on radio, it really I think speaks so highly of you. And represents the success of our school, the fact that you have continued to excel over the years, and it's inspiring to watch, and that's why teachers and administrators do what we do, so that we can watch students like you excel.